Welcome to the Fabric Podcast, where we explore company culture and how it scales as a company grows. Brought to you by the team at The Receptionist, a bootstrapped Denver-based software company. Each episode of Fabric will set out to uncover unique and uncommon answers to the question, how do companies of any size create a culture and core values that employees actually live out? On this episode of the Fabric Podcast, we're joined by Michael Ashford, Director of Marketing, and Tom Foster, Director of Sales. They're filling us in on what's been going on the last 2 months. We're recording this in mid-May 2020, about 2 months after shelter-in-place started for most of the country. They've given us a behind-the-scenes look about the conversations that we've had as a company about how to best support our customers and how they support their customers. So we talk all about how we're working to be bold, innovative, and collaborative as we really work to figure out what this new normal might look like and how we can support our customers feeling more comfortable and confident as they move forward. We've got some really great tips for companies as we navigate this next phase of business and we try to figure out what this new normal really will be. We hope you enjoy the episode.
All right. Well, before we get started, let's welcome to the show, Michael and Tom. How are you guys doing today?
Hello, Sarah. It's good to be back on.
Hi, Sarah. Good to be here again.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're recording this episode in mid-May 2020, about 2 months after many of the shelter-in-place started to happen all around the country and shift to fully remote work. And we're now at a time where places are starting to open back up. So today we're going to focus on the new normal. But before we get to that, catch us up to speed. What have things been like in the last 2 months, not only for us at The Receptionist, but also for our customers?
You know, it's for a company that relies on people going into businesses, it's been an interesting time for us. What we did very early on was, you know, we tried to identify those customers that were still checking in people and how can we help them? How can we support them? There are businesses that did have to stay open because they were essential businesses, right? So, you know, we kind of characterized them as the supply chain businesses, food and beverage, manufacturing and distribution, transportation and logistics. I mean, everybody was ordering everything online. You know, just manufacturing across the board, a lot of manufacturers turned to creating personal protective equipment and masks and things like that. And so we tried to go all in and make sure, okay, these things, these businesses are still checking in people. How can they use our system to keep their visitors, their contractors, their employees as safe as possible using our system? And we've created a bunch of resources. We've been creating all kinds of videos. James, our creative director, has been fantastic and, you know, showing different use cases of how our system can be used during a time like this. And now and Tom can speak to this because he's having a lot of conversations on the front line, but now as businesses are thinking about what the world looks like when they open, those businesses that did have to shut down, that's where we're starting to have a lot of conversations. Would you agree, Tom?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I mean, when this first happened, it was very strange trying to figure out how do we best serve our customers? And because customers were really looking at what do we do? And they kind of came to us as the leader. They're like, well, you do front office. So it caused us as a team to really get together and do a ton of research. Not only research on how do we use our system to kind of ask questions for people when they're coming in. This is very, very early on. I mean, within a few days, we had created a video that shows like, how do you ask questions for people and make them exit if they have traveled somewhere back in those days. But, you know, just asking the questions and what questions can we ask, what questions are appropriate, and how to not create a panic, really creating a calming situation. Because I think as a company, our whole goal is to really calm the chaos in the front office. And this is no different. I mean, as we started hearing from customers, like we talked about research, temperature checking, how do we do touchless? All of these things started to evolve. And I'd say it feels like a year, but it's only been a couple of months. And in reality, it's been a very organic switch, but a lot of the feedback has come from our customers. Like, as Michael just mentioned, is that a lot of our customers are in the supply chain. They're open. Some of them are actually accepting more people now than they were before. So because they've changed their business model and they've had new types of vendors and contractors and things like that come in. So I said it's been a very a unique ride, to say the least.
Absolutely. And I think what's great is we were already really in touch with our customers and we talk with them a lot. And so it wasn't a hard shift to start talking to them and hearing what's going on and find out their needs and to be able to best serve them. So I think the radical customer support that we already have going really helped us support our customers as all of this really evolved in a really unpredictable way and is still evolving. So now that we're sort of transitioning out of this first phase, what do you think this new normal is going to look like?
It's going to be an interesting shift. We're already starting to see it. Different areas of the country are opening up here in the US, and obviously we're in 36 countries around the world. So we are getting unique access into what's happening in different areas. For example, a partner in Australia is telling us what's happening down there. Another one in South Africa is talking about what's happening there. What's happening in Canada. Everywhere we're talking to people is like, a few of the people have come to us wanting temperature checking because a lot of folks are under the impression that things like temperature checking is like the be all end all, if you will. As I started doing research on temperature checking, let's just say there's a lot of things like, what's the cost for the correct type? What's the calibration? Who's going to calibrate? What's your environment? There are so many variables to that, that a lot of our bigger customers and a lot of customers we're talking with are realizing that putting that in place is something like putting an alarm system on your car. You know, you think, oh, I got an alarm system on my car. Nobody can steal my car. Well, no. And temperature checking isn't like the, if they have a temperature, they have it. Because as we're learning more and more about COVID is that most of the people or half the people or so, they don't even have a fever and they're called asymptomatic. So what we're trying to do as a company is be that source of really truth and kind of calming effect of, hey, here's the options. Here's the questions that you should be asking when you're looking at a solution like this. And does it make sense for you to do this? I think that's one of the biggest ways we've been able to help our customers and how we're helping them come out of it. Because there is no one-step approach. It's a multifaceted approach to coming back to business in the new normal, if you will.
The conversations that I've had, business owners are looking for something that they can communicate to their patrons, to their visitors, to feel at ease to come back into that office or that facility or the gym industry right now. I mean, we have a couple of clients that are, fitness centers and gyms. And they're, no matter who I'm talking with, every single one is like, what do I tell my customers? What do I tell them? What should they do when they come in and check in using the iPad? You know, how do I make it clear that, if we start implementing styluses, that they use the ones over here versus the ones over here that are dirty, you start to see that a little bit more. They're just anxious and eager to get in front of the messaging and put people's minds at ease, because that's going to be the most difficult thing for any business is relaxing some fears and saying, okay, it's safe to come into this business, or we've done all that we possibly know how to do to be as safe and what Tom just said, to be as unchaotic as possible. When you walk into our business, that is the concern of a lot of these business owners and operators that I'm hearing is, what do I tell people?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And doing everything that they think they can do, like you asked, what's it going to look like? I think a lot more contact tracing, talking to some folks in some larger buildings where they have 10 or 15 entrances, or they want to actually trace an individual that comes in. When did they come in? When did they go to the lunchroom? When did they go to the break room? Like putting multiple iPads in, and people are looking at creative ways. For example, we actually as a company created a home screen that people can go to and choose from one of the presets that talks about the styluses, like Michael said, which is when you walk into the business, you don't put your finger on the iPad, you pick up a little stylus. You know, we are sending them out to customers like here's 20 of them. And then after 20 contacts, you go out and you wipe them off and you sanitize them and put them back and lay them out. It is going to be different. And I think a lot of people are looking for that one simple thing, and it's going to be variable depending on what that business is. A lot of folks are saying, hey, I want them to know that they don't have this, that temperature is this, or I want them to know that they can just, communicate with somebody without touching anything. And how do we do that? And using our pre-registration, if you know who's coming in for the day, that pre-registration allows the business owner to send out instructions. Like, for example, we had somebody that wanted people to stay in a car. So we sent out instructions that said, hey, when you get here, here's the instructions. You text this number. And when it's your turn to come in, we'll text you and tell you to come in. When you come in, go ahead and grab a stylist. It gives them this spelled out detailed instructions, because a lot of folks are looking for a kind of touchless, completely touchless solution. But part of contact tracing and part of, you know, like FSMA and CTPAT and ITAR is you need to know when that person was actually at that location. And if you're using a remote, like a web-based check-in, you don't know that they were actually at that building. So keeping a mind on compliance for our customers, I think it's really about doing the best thing for our customers. But keeping an eye on compliance, keeping an eye on safety, and making it the chaos kind of go down has been the real focus of our team at the receptionist.
Definitely. Can you give us a little bit more of a behind the scenes look of the conversations we've been having about how to accomplish all of those things? Because all of that is fantastic, but it didn't just happen. Well, it happened very quickly, but it didn't just happen overnight. And there was a lot of work that went on behind the scenes. So can you kind of, you know, pull back the screen a little bit and let us know what was going on internally so that we could help our customers externally?
At a baseline level, I think we've been pretty diligent in getting our customers to understand what they have right now that can help them in this situation. We don't know what temperature checking looks like in the future, as Tom's, you know, discussed already. We don't know what contract tracing will look like or what requirements will be in place. We understand there's a desire to understand that, and we're doing as much research behind the scenes as we can. But we've been really trying to say, hey, you've got this system, and here's what it can do to at least get the ball to this point on the field, right? Like move it from the 50-yard line down to the 30-yard line, to use a football analogy. So things like the visit log, you know, making sure that they understand that it is exportable daily, and just, you know, I don't want to get into a whole feature discussion here, but, you know, how can you communicate again out to your visitors that this is why you're using this system. This is how it's to be used. This is what you're using it for. Here are the things that you can do, like, you know, checking in using a QR code to speed up the process so you're not interacting with the machine as much. Those are a lot of the conversations that we've had, certainly as a leadership team, but just across the company, of educating our clients. We really want to be a guide for them through this, because we're trying to figure it out too. Like, we haven't been back in the office yet, even though here in Colorado where we're based, things are starting to open up. We're even in that boat of, we're not quite ready to go back into the office yet. So we're experiencing the same thing that our customers are experiencing. And a lot of it is education, being that guide, showing them or directing them to resources that they can learn more about other things in their business that can be used in tandem with our system. And then we've had a lot of discussions on, where do we take the product?
Right.
You know, is this an opportunity to bring more value, bring another level of guidance to our customers to talk about new product features or enhancements or integrations? All of those conversations have been on the table. We can't commit to anything right yet,
right.
Obviously, but we're having those discussions every week.
And to piggyback on that is, not only internally are we having these discussions, the discussions are fantastic because, you know, from a sales standpoint, I'll bring in, like, this is a feature that we could really get behind. But then, like, for example, talking about temperature tracing came in from a customer. And Jessica was like, is that the best thing for our customers? Is that what they need? Is that the leadership team will get together and say, hey, this is great. Slow down. Let's look at this from a standpoint of, is it actually going to be of value to the customer in 6 months, in a year? Well, I had a very, very large customer who said, yeah, we understand that it might be X to put this system or a temperature system in our place, but we don't really want to commit to that because we don't know if that's even going to be a factor in 3 or 4 months. So there's a lot of hold right now, a lot of people that are on hold. But I think to say what Michael did is really, what can you do with the tools that you have now? Simple things like pulling out a stylus, you know, instead of touching the screen. That's a very simple thing. Having somebody wipe down the iPad, having somebody wipe down the counters, just little tiny things that we can do that are common sense. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a brand new feature and all this other thing. It could be as simple as just throw a mask on, wear some gloves, something simple like that. But from a leadership standpoint and from a company standpoint, every single person from the BDRs through customer experience, we're all looking for ways to communicate and talk to our actual customers that are currently open and seeing what they're doing. What's the best practices that they have? A very large logistics company that we have, you know, they're like, we got a bunch of these little thermometer things. We know they're the cheap ones and they're really bad. So we have to check everybody three times, but it's the best we can do with where we're at right now. And I think that's the message for a lot of folks is just, you know, just do the best with where you're at and just let's all work together and figure out what is going to be the new normal. And I wish I had a time frame when the new normal is going to be like normal, but who knows, you know?
Right. I mean, the new normal is going to probably be the new normal for a period of time. And then there's a newer normal. And then, I mean, it's evolving, it's unpredictable, but, you know, we're really trying to, as much as we can, not only get on top of things, but get ahead of things. But like you said, not too far ahead. And what you've touched on there is one of our many values of collaboration and how we've worked as a team to help support our customers. But we're also working on being very innovative with what we're doing and also bold. So can you speak to our core values a little bit more?
I'll just say on the innovation side, we already talked about it. You know, we're looking for new ways to use our system, perhaps in ways that we never really thought we'd have to use the system before. But, you know, Dylan, our director of engineering, and, you know, his team, really quickly, they spun up an ability to have a temperature field in the check-in. So if you are a company that is taking the temperature of your visitors or your employees, there's now a field designated for that in the system that you can input your temperature reading. Is it an end-all be-all? No, but it's another thing that our customers can communicate out. And in the meantime, we can go and say, hey, we're still looking into this for other scenarios and options, but here's something that we can get out to you right away. And like Thomas has detailed a couple of times, we're having those conversations with those clients that are open so that we can figure out innovative ways to solve their issues in as tactful and as caring, but also as bold a way as possible.
The boldest part of it is looking at a scenario from the point of view of no. What I mean is, yes, it would be easy to say, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, and just run around like chickens with our head cut off. But the problem with that is that we're not having a viable product that is long-term and sustainable. And that's what our customers come to us for. That's, you read the reviews, you see our radical support. Radical support is not possible if you're scrambling. So you have to have a very careful and a very thought-out process. And I think, if you use Jessica Marshall, our director of customer experiences line, is that you have to slow down to go a little fast. Have the turtle police, if you will, because if you rush into something and you make the wrong decision, that can actually hurt not only your customer, but your brand as well. So you want to be cognizant of all parts and all facets of everything that we're building as a company. And that's the biggest part of bold, is saying no and staying slow, but yet moving a little quick. Hopefully that didn't sound too hot.
Yeah, we want to support our customers and give them what they need, but also we're not going to be able, nor do we want to be everything to everyone. And while we are willing to, and want to make some changes, we also have to take a look and make sure that that works for everybody. So before we finish up today, what are some final thoughts or tips for companies as we navigate this next phase of business, this new normal before the next new normal?
I'll give my thoughts, and I've kind of already said it, Sarah, but be communicative for every, and that's what we're trying to do with our customers. You know, don't just assume that an email blast is going to be all the communication you need. Like, there is a level of personal touch that is required now, and part of being innovative with how you do that is, you know, does Andy, our CEO, part of his goals this quarter is to call on our clients and have a conversation as the CEO of the company with these companies that are still, you know, just like us, trying to figure this world out. And I think more companies are going to realize that that's what's required. You can't just sit back and make a decision in a vacuum anymore, nor can you make a decision and put it out there and expect that your customers or visitors in this instance will understand it. that it will ease any of their fears or trepidations that they might have. It is now is the time where we all have to be marketers. We all have to communicate and talk to people as you would in the good old days, like pick up the phone, call, send a personal email rather than a blast email. Just be overly communicative. If you think you've been communicative enough, do it again, is really what I would say. And the other piece of it is use the tools that you have and do those things really well. And that's what we're asking of our clients to do. While we work on these things to help you and support you further, use the tools that are already at your disposal and use them in such a way that you can put your visitors at ease when they walk into your building in as baseline a way as possible. You know, if we're talking about contact tracing, do we have a location on that person everywhere they went into the facility? No. But with a system like ours, you've got the ability to track who was in your office, at what time, when did they get there, when did they leave, who else was there. So if anybody should come down with, you know, this virus or any other communicable disease, you can let those people immediately know, hey, you need to go get tested, or maybe you should quarantine. That's that's going to be, I think, the new normal, is you are going to have to use data to effectively communicate your position, your stance, the things you're doing to your employees, to your visitors, to your stakeholders in your business, whoever that is. It's going to be all about communication and putting people's minds at ease.
Yeah. What came to mind for me is confidence. You want people to have confidence in your company, your service, your abilities to keep them safe, to keep them healthy. And I think communication definitely helps lead to that. Tom, what are your final thoughts or tips for companies?
What he just said in a nutshell is fantastic. But no, seriously, is that business owners and people that are listening, you got to realize that the folks that are working in your company, they're your biggest assets. And those are the people that you have to over-communicate with as well. But also looking at, you know, this is a good time to rethink the office. You know, does that one person need to just sit up front? Is that the new normal? Do we need to maybe reconfigure how offices are laid out? Do we need to maybe look at what it is that we were doing as a business, as businesses, not just the receptionist, but as businesses as a whole? Is it okay to let people have remote work? A lot of folks really were kind of against remote working. And then when they're forced into it, now they're like, well, this isn't too bad. Is it going to change the landscape of what the office looks like? Probably. I'm sure that it will at a point. But remember, the people that are doing business with you and the employees that are counting on you, talk to them. Tell them the new procedures. You know, using things like pre-registration to say, here are our new policies. Let them know, like, this is the new norm. Yes, it might take a couple extra minutes to walk into the business. It's okay. I think everybody has slowed down a little bit. Not on purpose. We had to, it was just like, we had to do it. We were kind of forced to slow down and rethink, like, do I need to go to the office today? Is it really worth it? You know, we were kind of joking about, you know, here in Denver, traffic is pretty horrendous, let's just say. Is there going to be less people on the roads once this is back to the new normal? Because people are realizing, I maybe don't need to be at the office 4 days a week or 5 days a week. Maybe I can go 3 days. And maybe it'll be good for the environment as well, because people won't have to worry about the smog and all the other fun things that are, you know, we're starting to learn a lot about our planet by not being out there driving around all the place. So I think the last thought I would have for business owners is just talk to your folks, get ideas from every member of your staff, because you never know where that good idea is going to come from. And no idea is worth shooting down. Always listen to what they have to say.
I love that. Communicate and listen. Always good tips for companies and with their customers. So Michael and Tom, thank you so much for joining us today and for shedding some light on what we've been going through and kind of what we anticipate with this unpredictable but upcoming new normal.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Now you've gotten a more inside look as to what we've been up to as we adjust to this new normal. If you're one of our current customers and you need some support, you can always reach out if we haven't already chatted. And if you are interested in trying a visitor management system, we do offer a 2-week free trial, no credit card required, at thereceptionist.com.